Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
So this weekend, we're talking about the anointing. Everybody shout, the anointing. The anointing. So I brought this up here because I just got back from vacation. We did 5 countries in 18 days. It's a whole lot of driving around, some airplanes, trains, automobiles. We did it all. The first week was with the kids. So we had Ashton, who was up here singing a minute ago, and her brother, and my daughter-in-law. And then, thank God, there were, a week later, we sent them home. Come on, somebody. And it was me and Nicole. It was good. But the first week was kind of funny. We were actually in, I don't even remember where we were for sure, maybe Ireland or Scotland. I think it was Scotland. And we got something going on to where the GPS is telling you what to do. So that's a woman telling you what to do. Then I got Nicole, a woman telling me what to do. I got Ashton, a woman telling me what to do. I've got, you know, MJ telling me what to do. And then Austin's even chiming in. And the only person with an international driver's license is me. Come on, somebody. And so I'm driving. And we got lost, turned around. And eventually we got to a situation where Nicole kept failing. So I said, hey, Morgan kept saying she had an idea. So I said, let's just go with Morgan. So then Nicole got mad. And then she got vocal. And then MJ got vocal because we went down the street and didn't work it out. And then she's like, see, she doesn't know more than I do. And then at the same time on the inside, the Holy Spirit's telling me this would be a good time to exercise the right to remain silent. But I decided, no, I'm mad too. Anybody ever been mad and you're like, screw it, I know that I shouldn't say anything, but God dog it, I'm saying something, I'm saying it right now. And so then I chimed in. I said, you know what? I got a good sense of direction. I'll know. And it would have worked. Had that not been a dead end street. Apparently it's a bad area. They had shut the street down. So now, you know, they're like, well, you don't know what you're doing either. And I'm like, you know what? Everybody just shut up. But the problem is, a lot of times in life, there's a lot of dead end streets. There's a lot of surprises. There's a lot of changes. And maybe Google Maps didn't get to your part right now and you're a little confused. But I want to talk to you about the anointing that the Bible says the anointing destroys the yoke of the enemy. It doesn't break it. A lot of people say it breaks it, but it destroys it. Everybody shout, it destroys it. So while we were driving, I had this illustration come up because these bugs kept hitting the windshield. We're in Switzerland, and then it got that time of night where it got really, really buggy, and you couldn't see a lot. And have you ever been in that spot in life where you couldn't decide whether it was smarter to actually turn the windshield wiper fluid on because it's going to smear or just live with it? Anybody been there? And there was this moment where I started kind of shooting the juice on the window, and it started clearing a little bit, but it made it worse for a while, but then it got better. But then I got out of the car at some point at a service station, and I really went to it, man. I'm scrubbing and scrubbing, and some of those bugs, it took a lot of scrubbing. And it was then and there that I had the analogy for this sermon that the local church is like that. The Bible says that we see through a glass darkly. We're a little lost. If we could see how good our future would be, we would stay on the right path. But we're turning down, and we can't see really well because all these things hit our windshields, like divorce, setbacks, the Obamacare, the Trump train, whatever your deal is that you're upset about. You're going, oh, what are we going to do? None of this takes God by surprise. And through His anointing, it can absolutely catapult you into the next direction, clean up that windshield, and you'll be singing, I can see clearly now that, you know, ex-husband's gone. Come on, somebody, or whatever it is. All right. I didn't mean it. Yes, I did. Okay. 1 John 2:20, it says, check this out. But you have been anointed. You have been. Not gonna be. Like if you come to 7 services, you come to church for a year, and you got, you know, all the bulletins as a receipt. No, it says, you have been anointed. You hold a sacred appointment from, and you have been given an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. This says you know the truth about all things. You have an unction. You have been anointed, and you have an unction. Everybody shout it together, class. I have been anointed, and I have an unction. Now, that unction is that still small voice oftentimes that will tell you it'd be a good time to exercise the right to remain silent. Be the thing that says, hey, go back, tell somebody you're sorry. You're talking too much. These are inner promptings. This is an unction from the Holy Spirit. Now, what I'm going to teach today, a Church Alive is worth the drive. Maybe you drove an hour from Bon Terre or Valley Mines, different people. In fact, Valley Mines, my people over there, I met some people over here that drove an hour from Bon Terre. I said, you guys need to carpool. You need to get to know each other. That's why Growth Track's important, so you get to hook up with other people that may be driving with you. So you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. One word from God can change your life forever. In other words, a lot of people are driving down the road and they can't see really well, and they're actually heading the wrong direction, or they're heading towards danger. But the Bible said you have been anointed. Now, I want to talk about the anointing. First of all, the anointing is a person. He is the Holy Spirit. When Jesus had to put on an earth suit, when he became flesh, we know about the virgin birth. How did that happen? The Holy Spirit of God, through insemination, gave him an earth suit into this woman, Mary. There was no sexual relation, but there was definitely an impartation. And who did that? The Holy Spirit. When Jesus died, and he can't resurrect himself because he's dead, who resurrected him? The Holy Spirit. Then Jesus comes back to earth. He walks around on earth now. He's getting ready to go back to heaven where he's seated right now. And while he's walking and leaving, the disciples said, please don't leave us. And he said, I'm going to leave you the Holy Spirit. He's a comforter, he's a counselor, he's an advocate, he's a standby. He'll teach you everything you need to know about life. He'll direct you through inner unctions. You have an anointing. Everybody shout, I have an anointing. Amen. So now we know that Jesus is in heaven today, sitting next to God. The Bible says that God is literally sitting in heaven right now and he's laughing. I think he's laughing at stuff that the enemy tries to do to you that he thinks that's so not going to work. Like when my divorce happened and I was living in a basement apartment, I was very depressed. God's laughing going, that's so not going to work. Actually, I'm going to give him a wife that's absolutely crazy and anointed and powerful that the devil's going to wish he'd never done this. So he laughs because he goes, if you stay on the right path, if you keep your windshield clean, you will show up at the right place at the right time, anointed, qualified, empowered by God Almighty. Because legally, you have already been anointed. I don't feel anointed, but it doesn't matter. When I'm in a different country, I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I was born right here in St. Louis, Missouri. I am an American. No matter where I go, I'm an American. Some people don't like it that you're American. They're actually different parts of the world. They're very mean to you that you are an American. They know who you are. They know what you look like. And they hear your accent. And they don't like you because of where you came from. So I can't change that. That's who I am. So we are a Christian. We put on Christ. Now the Holy Spirit is living and abiding on the inside of us. And now we have an unction from the Holy One. And we are anointed whether we feel like it or not. Most of the time, though, we're just so clouded up. Our windshield's so dirty. We don't really recognize that the Holy Spirit would talk to us because we feel bad about us. Because we know we sinned. Any sinners in here, raise your hand. How many of y'all like me and you're actually a pretty darn good sinner? Raise your hand. You'd be like, I'm a good sinner. I mean, naturally, came naturally to me, all right? Nobody had to teach me how to lie. I was just good at it. I just lied, you know? Did you take those cookies? No. That was my brother right there. He took those cookies. You set him up for the crime. Put a little, you know, a little on him and he's guilty. But we never, ever change really in the flesh. We change in our spirit, man. So I want you to realize that you are different than everybody else. Now I want you to have faith in your anointing. I was on a flight last week to our church in Palm Beach, and it was a connecting flight in Charlotte. When I got on the plane, Nicole and I were actually on it together, and somehow, and she sat next to me, and people walk in, you know, and if the plane's going to West Palm or St. Louis, 9 times out of 10, you know, 9 out of 10 people know us. So someone will walk by you and kind of smile, some will wave, some will just kind of talk, oh, and then every once in a while, somebody will say something. So this guy walks around the corner. As soon as he walks around the corner, he sees us sitting there, and he goes in front of everybody, oh, thank God, and hits me and thought, now I feel like we're going to be safe. And I kind of smiled at him, and I said, you know, well, you are, because I hijack every plane I get on, because as soon as I get in, I hit it, whatever it is, on the way in the door, and I say, we're going to the other side of that accident or incident in the name of Jesus. So he was right, but what I wanted to point out to you was he had faith in my anointing. He had faith that I was anointed. But I want you to have faith that you're anointed, because I can't go everywhere with you, but the Holy Spirit of God can and is already. Come on, somebody. He's going with you. You are anointed. Everybody shout, I am anointed. Now, it says you have, verse 220 again, it says you have been anointed, you have an appointment, and you have an unction by the Holy One. something about you. When Gennaro sings at the Cardinals games, we win. Well, back when the Rams were here before they host this over, he would go up in there and he would sing and they would win. Whenever I see him singing to stadiums all over the world, there'd be 100,000 people and Gennaro to sing, and whatever team hired him, they would win. I would think that they'd be smart enough to realize all I do is win, no matter what. Well, we need Gennaro. And then Gennaro gets paid 10% or whatever comes in. He gives 10 back to the church, and we're good in the hood. Come on, somebody. It's a perfect plan. But he's anointed. Everybody shout, he's anointed. I'm anointed. Look at your neighbor and say, and you're anointed. Come on, Weldon. Say it again. I am anointed. And I know all things. Now, the Holy Spirit of God will clean off your window so you can see if you start listening and abiding in His Spirit. I want to go back to that verse, but first I want to go to Isaiah 61, verse 1. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me. He has qualified me to preach the good news, the Spirit. Now notice that's a capital S. Whenever you see a capital S, that means the Holy Spirit. If that was a lowercase s, that would mean you're a recreated human spirit. And Pastor Paul, if you wouldn't mind coming up here real quick. Paul is here. He's a great campus pastor, and I just want to use his good looks. So Paul this morning apparently thought he wanted to wear a sweater. I don't know why. It's 197 degrees, but he decided to wear a sweater. Now, if he were to take that sweater off, and he's about to, he's taking that sweater off right now and show us his guns. Come on, look at that right there. So this sweater has no life without him. We drop it, has no life whatsoever. The only way that sweater can move is if he puts it on. Now watch the miraculous thing happen. When he puts it on, watch, it'll start actually moving as if it is alive. It's amazing. So it's moving because Paul's in it. Now Paul has a body. He is not a body. He's a spirit. So if Paul were to get shot today, say we shot him, or he died of a heat stroke more than likely, he dies, his body, we don't keep his body. We take his body to the earth and it goes back to the dirt where it was created. But his spirit, the Bible says, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So the Holy Spirit of God is inside his spirit. Now notice again, let's read it again. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Didn't say in me. It's set upon me. There's a difference between the Holy Spirit being in you and being on you.
Amen.
So a while ago when you were in here and you were singing, the Holy Spirit was in you. But then Jesus started singing and sometimes you're like, ooh, I felt that. What happened? The Spirit of the Holy Ghost not only is in you now, it's on you. And you're like, oh my God, I got goose pimples so big they might leave scars. I don't know what's happening right now. See, there's a difference between up on and within. Now, we don't live our life by feelings. We live our life by faith. The Bible said, the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We're not moved by what we see, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch. We're moved by our spirit, our inner man. Amen. So when Isaiah was saying that, Jesus later quotes it. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Well, that same Holy Spirit that he was prophesying about and that Jesus lived a sin-free life for and with, that empowerment of the Holy Spirit is what helped him do that. That same Spirit is on the inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Over 130 times in the New Testament, it says in him, in whom, in him or in whom. 130 times. So if you find out greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, I have an unction from the Holy One and I know all things. Then you start thinking different. And if you can think different, thank you, Pastor Paul, then you can live different. But if you keep thinking the way you're thinking right now, you're going to be in the same predicament you are a year from now. But if you start being more mindful of, I need to clean off the windshield. Yeah, and the enemy will say it's an hour drive to church. You don't have to go to church. Or you might just watch online. Well, you know, that's anti-scriptural. I mean, it's okay to watch online if you're a cripple and you can't get out. It's okay to watch online if it's a rare occasion you're on vacation. But the Bible said, forsake not the assemblies of yourself together. And when the evil day approaches, do it all the more. And not only do you need to do it for you, you need to do it for your cray-cray kids. Because your kids need to go to church. Somebody ought to give God praise. Or they'll end up being like everybody else. Oh, somebody ought to help me preach right now. Thank you. Feel a little Earth City love right there. You got a little, Yeah, I knew I was preaching a little more. Hello. Probably Rosie. Rosie's got her fan. Where's your fan at, Rosie? Rosie's got a fan. Chris, give me this fan real quick. One of Rosie's. So Rosie, during worship, I look back, and she's got this on. She's like, how great is our God? She's singing. I'm like, oh, you go, what is up with that? She looked at me, she's like, menopause. Don't even worry about it. You don't even know what's going on right now. I'll tell you right now, I got a fan. Come on, that's a good idea, isn't it? I got a fan base right here. Come on right now. No, nobody like me, but I got a fan. Don't break that. Because you know she might be aggravated. Shout, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now back to 1 John, it said, you have an unction and you know all things. So if you know all things, that could really help you in the stock market. If you know all things, that could help you not marry that guy with six-pack abs that doesn't have a job that you're going to change. If you know all things, then you know, I don't think I'm supposed to do that, even though they said it's going to be a great investment. I could double my money. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will say the fastest way to double your money is to fold it up and put it back in your pocket. Because he knows all things. All things. You have been anointed. Now, one day I was driving down the road. Nicole went to work. And I'd been led of the Holy Spirit. I could see clear. And I was led to buy a house on a street that was a gravel road. I would never buy a house on a gravel road. I keep my car clean. I like my tires shined. No gravel road for me. But I heard in here, go down that road. I was on my motorcycle. I was on a beautiful motorcycle. And I heard, go down that gravel road. And I thought, I'm arguing within here. Go down that road. I was like, Holy Spirit, it's dangerous to drive a motorcycle on a gravel road. He's like, you drove on gravel roads your whole life. You just don't want to get it dirty. So I went down to the bottom of the hill. And there's a for sale sign. Drove up this long driveway. Driveway is kind of rutted out because it's really long, not paved. I get up there and it's a really pretty house on top of the hill. Called on it. Long story short, bought it for $165,000. About 3 years later, got a knock at the door. They paved the drive. They paved the whole road. Now, about 3 years while I'm doing it, I'm driving down the gravel road going, God, pave this road. God, pave this road. And then right before I'm getting, I didn't know I was leaving, but right when I'm about to move, they pave the road. Guy knocks at the door, says, I own the big car dealership here in town. Lands went crazy. Your land's the piece of land I want. I want to buy it. It's not for sale. He said, I'll give you $1 million. And I yelled up, Nicole, pack your panties. We're moving. And we moved. $1 million. She's like, I'll buy new ones. Now, that is an unction from the Holy One, and he knew that was going to happen, and he wanted me to have the money. So we moved. While I was leaving, I heard in here. Now, I'm teaching you right now something to change your life. If you'll listen in here more than out here, the Holy Spirit speaks, the anointing speaks from the inside out, not the outside in. So that's why it does you no good to run to the phone talking about Bubba, Shaquita. You need to run to the throne because the Holy Spirit can speak to your spirit instead of her going, I think you ought to leave him. I don't think he's a good man. Meanwhile, 6 months later, you look on Facebook and she stole your man. Mm-hmm. They say I got 5 minutes left. That's funny. I could never finish this in 5 minutes, and I have nowhere to go. They shut the power down. Y'all screwed. That's all kind of taking my time. Somebody, if you got to go, go. Some of you don't look excited. You're like, oh, crap. I didn't come for all that. I was nervous when G was singing anyway. That was taking time, too. I got to go. You go out and enjoy this heat because it'll get you ready for hell. Because it's hot in hell. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I shouldn't have said it. I could hear it here. Now, that's too far. Not everything up here is God. It's like a cereal box. It should be like, you know, 80% the word, 5% humor, 5% bad for you. Shall I have an unction? 1 John 2:20. Let's look at it again. So you have been anointed. You have been anointed, and you have an appointment. Now, when I preach, I hear stuff, and I just heard this. Because I don't have, like, I got scripture notes, but I don't have story notes. Because I go out of here. That's why all my sermons are different. Because I don't even know what I'm going to say. So in here, he said just now, he said, so many people are late for their appointment. But he said, today, I'm rescheduling your appointment, and I'm going to redeem your time. Somebody ought to grab that. Come on, Weldon. She shout, I'm rescheduling my appointment. Shout, my appointment has been rescheduled. So you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon you because he has anointed you to do whatever it is you do. So for me, this is easy for me to do this. Aren't you scared? No. Are you nervous? No. I'm as relaxed as can be because this is what I was anointed to do. Now back to civilian life when I told you that story. And again, some people get negative. I watch people go up and down and cycle on. They're all for prosperity, and then they're like, oh, I'm going to live a really non-prosperous life right now. I listen to 3 podcasts and 2 YouTube, but some dingbat said you shouldn't have anything. I like even-keeled, and the word said, I want to use you to make the Jew jealous. And last time I looked, they weren't looking. And the Bible said that he wants to bless you coming in, to bless you going out. Psalms 35:27, let them shout for joy. Let them shout for joy for my righteous cause because I want to bless the prosperity and prosper my people. Yes. He said he wants to meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is your shepherd, you shall not lack. 2/3 of the parables in the Bible are dealing with M-O-N-E-Y. You don't need no alibi. So I'm going to talk a little bit about money because you need it. If you didn't need it, you wouldn't have an alarm set in the morning to go to work. But you need it. But I don't want you to live from after your need. I want you to live off the harvest of your seed. But the Holy Spirit will direct you when to sow, what to do. And of course, it goes without saying, of course, you tithe the first 10% or you don't even qualify. You talk about a dirty windshield. Now, that's just jacked up. So now I'm at that house that I told you I sold for $1 million. Nicole goes to work at Earth City, at a big technology company she worked for. She's driving past. She's on the Earth City Expressway. She's driving past a building that she'll own, has no clue she's driving past it. She has no clue she's going to preach there. We don't know we're going to own it. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit will have you in very close proximity to the place you're going to live, and you don't know you're going to live. Maybe today you ought to take the long way home through the rich neighborhood. Somebody ought to shout amen and look around and think, I wonder which house I'm going to live in. So she's driving to Earth City to work. She's making good money. Her paycheck that month was $100,000. That was very normal for her. She'd win all the trips. They'd go to these big conventions, and she'd be on the stage with the president of the company, and they would ask me to these private dinners, and they'd look at me, and they'd go, what do you do? And I'd say, I didn't know what to do, so I'd say, I'm going to go get her. I'd take her to work, and then I'd go get her. And then they'd laugh, and then they'd love me because I didn't care who they were. So everybody was nervous, like, oh, I'm nervous to be around them. You know, sometimes the best you that you can offer people is the real you, and they would like the real you, but you're trying to be somebody else. So she goes to work. While she's at work, I am cleaning my windshield. I'm in my room, not a preacher, but I'm getting ready to go out that day because I was flipping houses and different stuff like that. I'm getting ready to go out and get some crews going. And while I'm in there, I'm singing and I'm just worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glorify your name. God, I thank you today that I'm led. God, I thank you that I have an unction from the Holy One and I know all things. God, I thank you that you said the footsteps of the righteous people are ordered of the Lord. I'm anointed. And I heard, I'm anointed. I'm more anointed now than I used to be. I'm anointed. I'm more anointed now than when you last saw me. I'm listening to the Father and he's speaking to me. It's causing me to walk in a greater victory. He has anointed me. He has anointed me. And I thought, oh, that's a good song. The Lord said, I just gave you that song for heaven, from heaven. Now sing it all day long and then record it and put it on an album. So I'm driving to breakfast in my car. I'm a truck, diesel truck, dually. Good old redneck, shotgun in the back. Come on, somebody. And I'm driving in to St. Clair to go to Lewis Cafe, and I hear, turn down that street. turn down that street. Life is about following that unction. Turn down? Nothing. Wonder if I missed it. No. Maybe a day or two later, I forget it. I've had a lot of water under my bridge since then. I hear, turn down that street. Turn that street again. And the third time that I did it, that time was the right time. Lady was putting a for sale sign on the window, like you just buy a for sale sign at the hardware store. She's putting it in. And I said, is that for sale? She said, yeah. She said, my dad wants to sell it right now. He's passing within the next week, but he doesn't want the kids to fight over all the money when he's gone. So he wants to settle it up all right now so we get along. And I thought, smart man. I said, what do you want for it? Kind of run down little house in a little neighborhood out there in St. Clair. She said, if you could get $29,000, I think it was, we'll take it today. I said, well, sure. We'll cashier's check, go to the bank, do whatever. So I bought the house. Well, within 3 months for sure, I forget the exact price, but it was just shy of $80,000. And I walked away with a huge profit, only putting a few thousand in. And I walked away going, I'm anointed. I'm more anointed now than I used to be. I'm anointed. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. You are led by God. You have an unction by God. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and you know all things. Now, either it's true or it's not true, and it's true. You're anointed. Shout, I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things. Now remember, the Holy Spirit's on the inside of you, and he'll lead you into all truth, but you got to listen to him, and you got to talk to him. Now if your windshield's completely clouded, and you don't think you have to go to church, I don't need to go through growth check, connect with God, connect with people, discover purpose, make a difference. That's for other people. See, if you think all the rules in the Bible are for other people, that's why you're stuck. And you can't see because pride is deceptive and the flesh is deceptive. So most of the time, the things that you want to do is not right. I want to do all kinds of things that would keep me from doing this right here. It would disqualify me. My flesh would be like, oh, because in this situation, you can't imagine the opportunities that I have to do stupid stuff. It's crazy. If I'd had these opportunities, I was like, why couldn't you have came to me 20 years ago? This has been a beautiful situation. You, me, here, and unbelievable. But the Holy Spirit, no, you don't do that. Stay away from that. Run. Nicole! Some of y'all look like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're a heathen? The nursery is full right now. Come on, somebody. I know you got problems. You got issues.
Well, I never.
Well, I know why. With a face like that, you never will. Again, too far. That's part of that. The lunchtime. Shout, I have an unction from the Holy One. Now, last thing I want to share before we go. My dad taught me these things about the Spirit. Learned a lot of stupid stuff from my dad. Learned a lot of good stuff from my dad. He would tell me, he would say, if you'll listen to the Holy Spirit, he'll make you look smart. He's a genius. He said the Holy Ghost is a genius. So talk to the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost, acknowledge the Holy Ghost. When you wake up in the morning, say good morning, Holy Ghost. Talk to him. So even to this day, Nicole asked me a question. She asked me the other day. She said, where do you want to go over such and such holiday? And she said, where do you want to go? And you can go anywhere in the world. We want to go. And I was in the shower and I said, Holy Spirit, you know where I want to go. I don't even know where to go, but where do you think I would enjoy? You would ask him about that? Yeah. He's a person. He wants all up in your Kool-Aid. He wants to know every time you do whatever you do. And he's speaking. And the more you talk to him, the more he'll talk to you.
Yes.
So you follow that unction from the Holy One, not in a suspicious way, not in a weird way. Now, I want to say this. The Holy Spirit's not weird. Weird people make the Holy Spirit weird. So if you're like, I don't want anything to do with Holy Ghost people because they're weird. No, you could have met that person at Walmart there and they would be weird. They're just weird. So chances are if you were weird prior to having the Holy Spirit, you'll be weird after Holy Spirit. If you were cool before you had the Holy Spirit, chances are you'll be a cool Holy Spirit person. But the fact is we can't judge the Holy Spirit by some weird people. You have to have an unction from the Holy One. Just do it in a classy, sophisticated way. But for those of you that say, well, I don't care about the finance thing, here's the last story I want to share. When I was a boy, my dad used to preach in Chicago And I don't know, I must have been about 13 or so. And there was a guy there that was he was a cop in Chicago, and real cool. His name was Lou Bico. Lou was like kind of Fonzie, but only way cooler, you know, like picture T-shirt. Nothing looks cooler really than a white T-shirt and jeans if you're ripped. And he was ripped, and you'd always see that 38 kind of hanging out back before concealed carry. He was a cop, always had one down by his leg. He was just a real cool dude, Lou. He got saved under my dad's ministry. And he would show up because once a month he'd do a meeting in Chicago. God was moving in a big way. So Lou, he now gets his fixed wing pilot. In fact, I'm probably a pilot because I thought he was so cool. And he came to, he said, hey, I'm going to take a vacation, going to Branson and a couple other places. I want to fly down in this plane. I got all these hours now and pick up your family. So we all got on this private plane. We went. It was a lot of fun. And I thought, man, Lou's really cool. Then one day, Lou calls my dad and he says, man, we're in St. Louis, and he says, great opportunity. God's opened a door for me. It's always been my dream to be a helicopter pilot, and so, you know, the LAPD, they have now hired me and said that I could come out there. Actually, it's the Highway Patrol. The Highway Patrol said that they'd come out, pay for my training, and I'd be a helicopter pilot, and, you know, it'd be great. And so my dad said, did you pray about it? And he said, well, a little bit, but not much, but I want to do it. Didn't God say I'll give you the desires of your heart? See, sometimes there's a desire in your heart, but sometimes there's a desire in your flesh. You got to know the difference. Proverbs 3 says, lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. In other words, you check in here and he will direct your path. So my dad prayed about it and he called Lou back the next day. The Holy Spirit spoke to him because my dad could see clear and there was no ulterior motives. It didn't matter if he lived in LA or Chicago. He didn't live in St. Louis. He didn't go to our church. He's just a partner with the ministry. My dad said, I got to check about it, Lou. I'm telling you, you're not supposed to do it. And he said, well, I think I'll think about it, but I'm pretty sure I want to do it. So then God arrested my dad and said, you call him back and tell him this. So my dad called him back and said, Lou, if you go, you're going to be out of the will of God. And the Holy Spirit told me, you do not go. I'm just telling you, don't go. I'm begging you not to go. And he said, well, I want to go. And my dad said, you wouldn't know the Holy Spirit if he came in with a red suit on and a name tag and said, I'm the Holy Ghost. So he moves to California. He wasn't there but a few months. And we got a call from his best friend, Betty. Betty Sims in Chicago. She said, oh, God, you can't believe I just got this horrible news. She said, oh, God. My dad said, calm down. What's going on? What's going on? I was there. We lived in Sunset Hills. And she said, Lou was driving to work on his motorcycle and got sideswiped by a car and decapitated his head. And now he's, oh, what do I do? There was an unction on the inside of my dad. And if Lou would have looked deep down, but he couldn't see because he didn't want to see. And I'm here to tell you there's a lot of decisions I've made, and I knew what to do, but I didn't want to do it. So by God, I don't have to do it because I'm an American and I can do what I want to do. And sometimes I have got what I wanted, but I didn't want what I got. So life and death hang in the balance. I don't feel like going to church. I've watched it. Blake, come here real quick. Blake Harris, run up here. I've watched two ways of living as I close. And I sense right now by the Holy Spirit here and other campuses that the Holy Spirit of God is dealing with some people in the area of life and death. I've watched a group of people raise their kids kind of in church. Come here, Massey. Kind of not in church. Go if I want. Oh, we got money, so we're kind of exempt. Or you're really a special ball player, so after all, we're not going to go to church much. Because, I mean, you got to... Probably, kid's probably not going to be a pro ball player, but probably will get in a whole lot of trouble based on you not making God a priority. God said, I will have no other gods before me. So I've watched that happen. I've watched people... You know, and I'm not against people having a glass of wine, but I've watched people kind of semi-abuse alcohol, but then they don't bring their kids much at all, so then the kids go off and they're just totally like the world. They drink like the world, they party like the world. They wouldn't know the Holy Ghost if he came in and had a red coat on and a name tag. They don't retain God in their counsel. So then now they're adults. I've watched the adult kids, and now they don't have anything to do with God, and their lives are wrecked. Then I've watched this guy. His daddy was my bass player when I was leading worship. So he wasn't even born yet. His mama would come get me before I had my driver's license and my brother and take us skating on Thursday nights to the Christian skating night. He wasn't even a glimmer in Denny's eye. But then when he was born, they raised him here. Now, he's in church every time the doors open, full-time employee, an MD, met his wife at the church, happily married, in his right mind. There's what happened. And I watched Blake's mom and dad, the heirs. I watched them keep bringing Blake to church. Blake's jacking around. Blake's playing with cars. Then I watched Blake, you know, just stay. Not always be, none of us are perfect, but just stay and know, hey, the word's in my heart. I'm going to do what's right because it's right. Then I watched him go on to go to dental school. Then I watched him become his, you know, own his own practice. Then I watched him buy buildings. And I've watched him become one of the greatest businesses in St. Louis. So I've watched him, and then I've watched others who, their kids are alcoholics, they're divorced, they're crazy. Stay here, boys. Their mom and daddy said, I don't feel like taking Blake to church, and Blake don't want to go to church. I don't feel like going to church. In fact, on the way home from church, we're going to talk about the people at the church in front of Blake. I don't think PD ought to wear a suit with no socks on. Who in the world does he think he is anywhere? And I thought the service went too long, and it was too loud, and it was too hot. Shut up! Don't be dumb enough to talk about the preacher or the church in front of your kids, because someday you're going to want them to listen to me, but now I have no credibility because you were such a goofball, you wouldn't shut up. Come on, I'm going Dr. Phil on you right now. Do what's right because it's right. You have an unction from the Holy One. Do it. The difference between me and a lot of preachers, well, how in the world do you got a big church? Did it? In a few years, they'll say in Florida, how'd you get those big churches off of Highway 95? And I'll go, faith, stayed with it, seemed slow, got boring, a lot of work. How'd you get that church in the Ferguson, Florissant area? Oh, we just went out there and bought a building with money we didn't have. I'm pregnant with the building in Ferguson, Florissant area right now, because I don't believe that, come on, somebody ought to help me right now. I don't believe there's a church up there like this church, so if they can't afford to come to us, we ought to go to them. Now, with your eyes open, I want you to look at me for a minute. Weldon, here, everybody. If I could come down to you, I'd get you by the face. And I've told him before, Blake, you stop that. I'm not seeing you at church like you need to be at church. Now, you know better than that. So I can't necessarily get a hold of you. But I trust you today that I could look you in the eye like I've looked at these guys in the eyes. You need to go to Growth Track. You need to connect with God, connect with people, discover your purpose, make a difference. You need to make a decision that today's the day that you're going to clean up your windshield, and you're like, yeah, I've driven to Lambert's for throwed rolls because that was a novelty, but that was a long way. Well, the church alive is worth the drive. Spend the money on it. Amen. Make it a weekend. Come to church. Come on, somebody ought to say amen and go to church. Because the chance of, so are you saying the Holy Spirit won't talk to me if I don't go to church? That's not what I said. But there's a high likelihood that he will if you do. Because if you keep doing what you're doing, even watching online, you're kind of half watching online and half messing with something around the house. Half watching online and paying the bills. You need to come to church, get an environment around the people of God so the devil that tried to get you, you just get a power wash off of your windshield. Somebody ought to help me right now. And you can see what you need to see. Now raise your hand if you feel like, man, that's exactly what I needed to hear today. And actually, the Holy Spirit started speaking to me while you were speaking to me. Things I needed to know, everybody. God, I pray right now for every person in the sound of my voice. God, I decree and declare that your favor and your blessing is upon this whole church. God, that Blake and represents the members of this church that I care for so deeply. God, that you would give them an unction and a clarity about that unction. And they wouldn't be weird, but they would actually be driven and motivated to proclaim what you proclaimed in Isaiah 61, that the Spirit, the capital Holy Spirit of the Lord, is upon them. For they're anointed, they're appointed, they're qualified, they're blessed. And God, we refocus ourselves and say, hey, church is not an option. This is who we're called to be, and we'll follow through on this. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said, amen. Give the Lord a hand as you watch Carl's story.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.